Charters are public schools with more flexibility in who they hire and how they operate. But there's a trade-off to that flexibility, as a report out of a state tax watchdog points out.
In a comparison of charter schools with their districts in the same geographic region, our analysis found that charter schools receive less money overall, less revenues, about 68-71% of the revenues.
Robert Weissert is an economist with Florida Tax Watch, a group that tracks how state money is spent. And he says when it comes to education funding, charter schools make do with about a third less money than their traditional public school counterparts. 1 in 15 public school students attends a charter, and there are now more than 500 of them in the state. But it's only been within the last 15 years the industry has been in Florida. Weissert says that's another reason why those schools haven't historically gotten as much money. They're still largely experimental.
These aren't necessarily easy questions to answer because we are dealing not just in public dollars, which always requires a high level of stewardship, but also in education money. And charter schools are an experiment in a new way of providing public education for a subset of our population to ensure our future.
The biggest gaps in funding come from two sources, federal money and school construction dollars. Trying to equalize the federal side of the equation is tricky and complex, but the other side of the funding formula, school construction, is one area Florida lawmakers think they can make a difference.
To me, if you're going to be a part of something, we need to have equal rules, same playing field. Let's all play together so every child in Florida will be under the same rules. That's what I'm asking for.
Michelle Touchstone is a mom whose two sons attend a charter school, and she's talking about an inequity in the way local taxes for school construction and maintenance projects are spent. Right now, traditional schools don't have to share that money with charters, and according to the Florida School Superintendents Association's Joy Frank, that tax generated about $1.9 billion last year. Most of it went to pay off existing schools.
Charter schools have needs. We have needs. The debt service that is served by that 1.5 beats up almost all of our capital outlay. The remainder goes to buy the yellow school buses, goes to pay for property casualty insurance. Basically, we don't have hardly any to share.
But Senate Bill 1852 would require local school boards to share a portion of that construction money raised by property taxes with charter schools. Right now, they only get state dollars, while traditional schools get both state and local construction money. Doug Rodriguez is the principal at a charter school in Miami. He says he understands both sides of the argument, but at his school, there's a waiting list of 2,000 students. They can't get in because there's no more space.
It is heartbreaking to tell parents each year, I don't have space for your children. By sharing millage, what we're doing is giving parents and giving schools like Doral and others that are high performing and recognized as such by the Florida Department of Education the opportunity to expand to open additional seats for children.
But not everyone feels charter schools and traditional schools should get to play in the same financial sandbox. People like Colleen Wood, whose children go to school in St. Johns County, says she can't get behind giving public money to schools that are, in many cases, run by private, for-profit businesses.
We are Republicans, Democrats, and independent voters, and we oppose giving the limited public school capital dollars to private corporations. We are not okay with this form of corporate welfare, especially when our traditionally public schools are suffering.
The issue of public school construction money is compounded this year because the state source of that funding is almost broke. PECO, or Public Education Capital Outlay, is made up by a tax on utilities, and there's not enough money in that trust fund to cover existing projects. Governor Rex Scott ordered the state's public schools to give back unspent money, and last year he vetoed almost all the building projects for public schools, leaving the dollars for charters intact. This year, the governor requested $55 million for charter projects, while traditional schools got nothing, and the budget proposal in the House honors that $55 million request. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.